Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama. You're live on a Tuesday night. Almost didn't think I was going to make it to the show. I'm driving like a bat out of hell to get back home to make sure we did the show. Just waiting for our co-host, Dick Tugger, to call in. He is sunbathing in Vegas, and he said he's going to be calling in. He's trying to hit all the club circuit out there, I think. When I talked to him last, he sounded like he was kind of tired. So waiting for Dick Hugger to call in. And like any other show, if you want to call in and, you know, talk about anything, you can give us a call at 646-929-2037. Talk about anything you like. Today on the show, we have Albie Back. He is a Grammy Award winner. We're going to be interviewing him, and in a little bit we'll be playing his song, Mita, Mita. Got a catchy little tune to it, and after listening to it for a while, I felt like dancing. So we'll definitely be playing that song in a little bit. So, Dick, if you're listening, it is time to call into the show. Hopefully you're not too tired out there playing in Vegas. Out there playing with in the hot sun. I heard it was like 118 out there, and boy, that's hot. I thought San Diego was hot. Vegas is hotter. So, you know, if y'all have seen Dick out, he was also at the Comic Con. I want to hear those stories about the Comic Con. I saw some pictures of what's his name, Tyrese, and some other people at the Comic Con. I think it's becoming more commercialized than anything else. People are going more to see the actors or the, you know, famous people, not really to see or just kind of goof off. But they said there is over 126,000 people that came into Comic-Con, and I guess they're talking about moving it to Vegas. So if anyone has any comments on that, please give us a call or, you know, send us an email. We're in the chat room. Say something out there. You can also send your emails to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or if you really want to give your comments about Comic-Con, you can send them to dick@smoothdrama.com. Oh, look, and I believe this is Dick calling in right now. He's a little late, so let's just give him a hard time. So, hello.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not too much, man. I'm working on my suntan out here in Vegas.
That's what I said, that you were sunbathing out there in Vegas. How hot is it?
It's only like 105 or something like that.
Oh, only 105? I thought it was 118. Shoot. Man, when I called you, I was driving like a bat out of hell to get home.
Oh, on a team. Well, I've never seen a bat drive, so I guess.
Well, that's what I look like, a bat out of hell on the freeway, because I didn't think I was going to make it. So tell us when I know you've got some stories from Comic-Con.
Oh, my God. Talk about stories from Comic-Con. Man.
What?
Well, as for people who don't know, Comic-Con is the biggest thing that happens on the West Coast. As a matter of fact, the San Diego Comic-Con is the number one Comic-Con in the world. People come from Spain, Italy, shit, everywhere. They come out to San Diego to get their nerd on. You want to talk about some craziness? Oh, man, first, just starting off, anybody who's never been to a Comic-Con, just imagine somebody dressed up in costumes every day, all day.
Every day, all day?
Huh? Oh, man.
Every day, all day.
As a matter of fact, for those Star Wars, Star Wars people, we saw Chewbacca. Chewbacca was there. And I'm not talking about the fake Chewbacca. I'm talking about the guy who was really Chewbacca from Star Wars. Yes. That dude is almost 7 foot fucking tall.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Not me, just ambling along. And this dude has...
How do you know it was the real Chewbacca?
Because he was signing at the booth.
Oh, okay.
I'm Chewbacca.
Now, how did he sound? Did he have a low voice?
No, I didn't really talk to him. And the way he walks and ambles around, I mean, dude moves really, really slow.
Really?
Really. But he's an older guy. I mean, he never left the 60s with the hippie hair.
Oh, yeah, did you get a picture of him?
No, I didn't take a picture of him. You know, he wasn't really on my radar. But when I get back in town, I will be posting my Comic-Con pics. I have quite a bit.
Were you sporting the smooth drama attire?
Oh, I of course was sporting the smooth drama attire.
Now, tell us what you were doing. Was it a T-shirt? Was it a hat? What?
I had the T-shirt on, and then on another day, I had my polo shirt on. I was rocking smooth drama. I was dick to the fullest. As a matter of fact, I am making the change.
What do you mean you're making the change?
I am making the change. I bought my new hat. Did I bring it?
My
new dress for smooth drama.
Oh no! No more. No more afro.
No, I'm retiring the afro for a minute. I got some new.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I'm debuting it next Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Tuesday. Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, also, man, talking about the craziness at Comic-Con, I didn't even get to really see any of the good panels I wanted to see because the lines were all the way out by Harbor.
Really?
When I talk about the lines all the way out by Harbor, I'm talking about, like, outside of the convention center. In the grass.
That many people.
Let's say
this is the largest one yet. Did you feel like that?
Oh my God! It was more people here this time than ever. I'm talking about the Super Bowl times three. It was that many people. There wasn't a line that didn't have at least 5,000 people in it, it seemed like.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know we've got this guest on tonight. I'll be back.
Yes.
Did you research him?
I heard a few of his songs.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got Mira Mira this evening.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. You know, I talked to him, and you know, he's ready to do the show. I did warn him that we're very candid. I like to warn all our guests about that.
Really?
It's important to me that I warn our guests.
Why you don't want to surprise people?
Well, because I want them to know that they can say anything they want.
I know.
We can pull them into any type of conversation, and they don't have to hold back. You know, we want them to be themselves, not scripted, so that was important.
Now, I was going to say also that I also for the people out there, the listeners who have a little ones or just teenage kids or mid teenagers, whatnot, like yourself, there was a cartoon animation that was premiered that we got to look at. It's called The Jammies.
Okay.
It was pretty good actually.
The Jammies.
Be looking out for them.
Okay. Is it gonna be like promoted anywhere, put out anywhere?
Yeah, it's supposed to be put out because it was done by the guy who did The Proud Family.
Okay.
So
I don't know who that is. Okay.
Well, I don't know if you ever heard the cartoon The Proud Family. It had Tommy Davidson and people like that as the voices. Well, it was a cartoon for kids, black family, whatnot.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah, and this animation is about some high schoolers, and they dance, and they rap and perform or whatnot. It's kind of cool. So for the people who have kids out there, this is definitely for them.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Looking out for things that are educational, and, I mean, it wasn't about none of that dissensitive, violent Pokemon style where I must battle you because I got to test your powers type deal.
Right. Well, you know, I told Albie back. He's in New York, so he's 3 hours ahead of us. I told him we'd give him a call about 9:15. So what I want to do is go ahead and play his.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Dick, are you there? Oh, goodness gracious. Dick, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Reason,
my system,
hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, my system dropped the call. Let me add, I'll be back onto the call. 1 second.
Are you playing the, you're not playing the song?
Oh, crud. We'll play it after.
Okay.
I don't want to be late because we call them 9:15, so we'll play it afterwards. Too many things going on, man.
Hi, this is Albie Back. Hi, leave your message. Hi, leave your number. Hi is a really dope album you can download for free at albieback.com. Hi.
To pay this person, press
Hi.
5 now.
Hi.
At the tone, please.
All right. Hello?
We are having some technical difficulties. Let me try and get Dick on the line again here.
I'm here.
Dick, are you there? Hello? Dick, are you there? Hello? Dick? Hello? Someone's
hello.
Back. Hello.
Hello.
I get his voice now. Hold, so let's play his, we'll play his singing.
All right.
Around some technical, I don't, my computer is like dropping things here, so let me see if I can play his song without dropping anything.
All right, we're premiering Mira Mira.
Mira Mira.
By Albie.
Bye. There you go, I'll be back. Can you hear that?
You know me, I got money. Being broke is not funny. I'm so serious, mommy. Get in with your puppy and follow me, cause I got you. And I'm higher than bouncing. And your body's by loving. I don't sing, I don't sing. I don't sign your album thing. I won't tell no one to sing. I'm Boricua, I'm Cookie. I'm more than no, I'm low key. I'm just checking out your seat. And I'm hoping you don't drink. This cool bro got you pink. Vicky, see you hickey me. Only you know what I mean. Only you the one fronting. Come with me, come with me. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Mira, mira, come with me. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Ven aquí, ven aquí.
Mira, mira, ven aquí. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Ven aquí, ven aquí. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Mira, mira, ven aquí. Ven aquí, ven aquí.
You know me, I'm NYC, so you know I'm rolling deep. Some with you, some with me, we can all fit in the G. You just have to have a seat, and you have to answer me. How'd you get up in those jeans, and can you stay for like a week? I ain't tricking, I ain't cheap. We wake up and then we be rock, rock you back to sleep. My, oh my God, you leaned out, and you rolled a G. But damn, I think I'll keep ya, or I think I'll lease ya. See ya, see ya, older than I be. But and I am a G, one, two, fingers feet. So bye, 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 bye. We gon' fly, bye, fly, bye. Cool of all, send us on the high, bye, high, bye, me. So Ben Aki,
that's right, baby.
So Ben Aki,
Ben Aki, mom.
Yeah, Ben Aki, Ben Aki, Ben
Aki.
Go ahead. Ben Aki, 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 Ben Aki.
Mira, mira, que okay. What's your name? She say Monet. Pretty mommy from the Bronx. She was regular, ain't no way. Hey, okay, ain't no way. Wanna do my sway your way. Offer food to pay your way. Glasses the whole way, Jose. She tell them no way, Jose. Don't care how much pay today. They propane. She won't be on TV, chasing play for play. And I take that about her though. How much about this though? It ain't right, then it ain't right. We get killed about that though. Then I said I'm no Pico. We should go to Sofrito. On all the two Mojito. Or Sangria if you want. After what we did in front. Have a coke and grip up. Kids, hi, 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 hi. We can go bye, 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 bye. Back up the high, high, nine, nine, five, five, see. So get up and I cute. I always been a cheat. I'm so fly, I, fly, I. Get back in the D.
Super, I see you too, baby. You know how we do this. Come in, girl. I tell you the English. Big shout to Washington Ice. Man, Harlem. L.E.S. Bushwick. Street fan. Yeah.
And that was I'll be back with Mira Mira. You know what that means, Dick?
No, but I was going to ask you.
You're going to ask him what that means?
I was going to ask you what Mira Mira means.
Okay.
I'm assuming the Spanish was, I'm assuming it's Spanish for something.
Probably. Let's not give him a call again. And
I'm just finding out that mira mira means look.
Look,
Look, look.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and add him to the call again. So we can ask him why he named it Mira Mira. I'm curious. You curious?
I'm here.
No, are you curious?
I can hear.
Hello?
Hello, is this Albie?
Yeah.
You're on the air on Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger and Butta Pecan.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
We just played your song. Now, we're curious. We just found out that Mira Mira means look, look.
Yeah.
So why that? What do you mean, look, look? What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's if you're not focused, you know. It's a record that it's a slang in New York City that a lot of Spanish people do in the city. It's more like, hey you, you know what I mean? And I think growing up, I grew up with so many people in one household. I grew up with 23 people in a 3-bedroom apartment. So I didn't even have a name for like a couple years. It was just always me. It was just always, hey, you, you know what I mean?
Didn't have a name. Why did you come up with the name Albie?
Well, Albie is my is a part of my government name, which is Albert, right? And so Albie Back was a nickname that I got from my cousin, which is the late, great Big Pun. The one of the last words he said to me was, I'll be back. He was telling me I'll be back. And then right before I hung up the phone, he said, wait, that's dope. That's your name from now on. I'll be back. And that was those are the last words I've heard from him. So I adopted that name. But, you know, growing up, there were so many kids in the house that my mom didn't call us by our name. She would just be like, Mira, Mira. So Mira, Mira is just, look, come here. And so that's sort of what we tell the beautiful Spanish ladies in the hood. Mira, mira, ven aquí.
Now, what does that mean? Mira, mira, ven aquí. What is it?
Ven aquí. You got to get up with the Spanish name with a name like Butta Pecan.
No. That's not Spanish, man, is it?
Yeah.
Pecan Rican. That's how we do it.
Oh,
no.
Right. Oh, yeah. She not there yet. She ain't ready for all that. So, Mr. Albie Back, how do you get your start, man?
How did I get my?
How did you get in the rap game?
I don't know. I guess I don't look at it as a game. And that's how I just started. It's almost like how the world started. It just started. Like, I love music so much that I think I would be doing it if it wasn't a game. If it didn't, I think, it's sort of like Michael Jackson, right? I think Michael Jackson had been spinning and dancing and jumping if he wasn't, Michael Jackson, or Jacko, as they called him. And that's what it is with me. I love the art of poetry and creative writing and just being creative so much that it was only right because this is how we speak where I'm from in the Bronx. And if I don't know if anybody over there on the West Coast knows that the Bronx is where hip hop started. And so it's actually
we're well aware of that, my man. Trust me. Look, I was there for the whole KRS-One, MC Shan, all that. I know all about it.
I mean, I'm so old school hip hop. I got my DJ with me right now. Say what's up, KRS-One. Ficky, what up? Say what's up. I travel with my DJs. That's how it is. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm just heavy into hip hop. I just love it. We was just talking about the old Wu-Tang album and just breaking it down. And I just think music and hip hop is just what we would be doing if we didn't make money off of it. It just so happened that KRS-One gets paid to go to Hong Kong and DJ Killer Touch gets paid to go to Australia just to spin. You know what I mean? Just to DJ and just so happens that we make money off of it, but we would be doing it if there was no money involved.
Now, growing up, I wanted to ask this question. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut in, but growing up with 23 people in the house, is there anybody else in that household that does music?
Is there anybody else in the household? My father, my birth father, actually played the flute for Chuck Mangione.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. My dad, the man that raised me, is actually the founder of Last Poets. And the Last Poets essentially kind of created rap music because they were the first poets to do poetry over the drums.
Last Poets.
And so, yeah, so that was the tutelage that I came under. And also my cousin, who is the late, great Big Pun, who died at a young age, at the tender age of 29. He was the first Latin rapper to go platinum. So I was always around music and was able to be influenced by them.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to ask you, did you actually write poetry for spoken word? But I think you kind of answered that there. And I was just going to make it on a side note, you know, speaking of your cousin, the late, great Big Pun, you know, he definitely has one of my favorite freestyles on the song ever. And he did this song with D.I.T.C., showing how far I am in it, Digging in the Crates, the album where he did the song We Drop It Heavy. I think that's one of the hardest. I put that in the top three verses ever. But that's just me.
It's funny you say that. I just left Showbiz and AG. We just left the studio with Premier and Showbiz just now. That's the studio. I still
rock that D.I.T.C. album. It's in my MP3 player. Was just listening to it on my way around the city. So I'm with you there.
What I'm trying to bring D.I.T.C. back. I got a lot of songs and beats from Lord Finesse, and it's not. I don't want to call it a movement. You know what I mean? I want to call it, you know, just music and hip hop and the Bronx, and we just have fun. We love to have fun. We love what we do is snap on each other all day. And we'll tell jokes on each other all day to the point where we use that in our music, you know?
Hey.
And so yeah. So even when I said in the Meet Our Meet Our song, I said, I don't Kanye album change. Now Kanye on his album, he sung the whole album. And so in New York, if you tell on somebody, you're singing. You know what I mean? So we used to be like, you know, oh man, you Kanye album right now. You Kanye album because you're singing. You know what I mean? So we just love to have fun, and that's just basically the movement and the music that we're doing. It's just amusement. It's not a movement, it's just a movement.
All right. Now we called you and we got your voicemail saying that you got the new album out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the album's called High. It's featured Mick Boogie. It's actually a mixtape, it's a glorified mixtape because I can't call it a mixtape because mixtapes were something that you made for your girlfriend. You know what I mean? You press record and play at the same time, and you made a bunch of songs. That's what a mixtape was for me. So it's my album. It has Kanye West on it, Mos Def. It has a song with KRS-One and MC Light called 16, 17, 18. That's amazing. My homeboy Renee over at ThisIs50.com loved it so much. It's a great, great record. And you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's our organic album. All these samples are just really you gotta get in tune with High. I dropped it on 420. First of all, it's called HI, and everybody just gotta get that high experience. And if you're from California, I bet people definitely would like High.
Hey, I mean when you said MC Light and KRS-One, you had me right there. So
yeah,
and
okay.
I mean,
when you talking
about bringing D.I.T.C. back, I'm with you.
Yeah,
that's never going nowhere.
What was that?
I said they never not, go nowhere. That was my sound right there.
Oh,
no pictures,
wow.
No pictures. I mean, I literally just left showbiz. What's up, fellas? What's good, brother? All right, PK.
Hey, well, you let them say we still listening to showbiz and AG and DITC out here. Don't think that stuff ever died.
I'll let them know. I'll make sure I let them know that there's a place in Cali, you know.
Oh, well, no. The funny thing is when I was in college a few years back, that was me and a couple of Asian cats that I went to school with. That was our favorite album. And it was kind of funny because we was pumping it at the same time. So it's weird when you say that you was just with them and it's like, you know, that we dropping heavy and that album, the last album that Big L was on with, because he was on that album too, you know. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you.
A lot of people don't know that they produced a lot of those records.
Well,
you're kind of muffled.
Who, me? I'm muffled?
That's better. No. No.
I mean, Queens gets better reception with AT&T for some reason.
Okay.
But,
So if people wanted to hear your music, where would they hear your music at?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Guys. What was the question?
Is that if people wanted to hear your music, where would they hear your music at?
Oh, easy. They can go to albieback.com and they could download that whole album for free. It was amazing that it got so many great reviews and a lot of people accepted it because I wanted to get first of all, it's called High, so you know first time's got to be free.
Wow.
And so I wanted to give it away. I wanted people to be able to be in tune to my story. And I thought Mira Mira was such a good song and it gets played in a club a lot, but it doesn't completely tell who I am. So if someone ever listens to Mira, and it does, it's a part of me. I'm Puerto Rican and I'm from the Bronx. But if anyone ever listens to that song and goes, man, the kid is interesting, let me look more into him, well, they get a whole album. You know what I mean? And they get to download a whole album and just vibe with me and go through my experience. And so, and being high is an experience. So I really want people to, for 5 minutes, just to zone out and hear my thoughts. Man, when you hear that record with me, Karis One, MC Light, you're going to flip because it's a concept record. It's not talking about hip-hop. You know what I mean? You know, when you do a record with Karis, people go, all right, Karis, I want you to rap about hip-hop. You know what I mean? And it's not like that at all. It's called 16, 17, 18, and lyrically, we just go on another level. And MC Light is amazing. I mean, she's still
he's always been amazing.
Yeah.
Anybody can download it at your website for free?
Anybody can download it at any time in the day. You know, usually, you know, at 4:20. No, anybody can download it. There's no marijuana references. It's not about that. It's HI. I just play around with it. But it's just a beautiful metaphor. Like even the record, I got this record called We Grow, and I basically go breaking the mold, taking it there. I never download. I'm unable to share everything mine. I know that's foul because when I was like Prince because when I was asked out, nobody hand out. I taught myself. I argued. I yelled, even fought myself. But look at what that crazy stuff bought myself. Way beyond the bull that people say, man, he don't rap. He act, he play when I used to DJ on my CNC. See, it's what. See, you're not seeing me, Cookie. Man, he don't play like a rookie. Better than the veterans that ever made him boogie. Down, Bronx, sound, view. Turn the beat up, I astound even you. The music's not a movement, it's just the musing. If you're in too deep, you get the pool stick. So it's like, it's one of them real, just like, I really believe that there's a difference between like and love. And the consensus and the reception that we're getting is that they love this kind of music. And so that's why I wanted to give to the world. So you can download that at any time for free.
All right. I will definitely be looking for it. Now, what's next for you so far as tours, videos? What you got coming up?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just did a movie with Fabulous called Loso's Way. I don't know if people on the West Coast know that I was actually in a movie called ATL with T.I. and Big Boy.
Who'd you play?
I've seen ATL. Yeah. Who'd you play?
Yeah, I played the kid from New York, Brooklyn, with the cast on the ground.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Yeah, so I played that character in the movie, and so I've been doing a lot of acting, and I was also on Deaf Poetry, which I did a poem called Super Negro, so maybe you guys could type that up on YouTube, and you get to see my career and what it's been so far. It's been heavy, not only in being lyrical and having content, but also a showmanship. And I love the stage, and I love the camera, and I love being in front and performing. That just means the world to me. So whether in movies or on the stage or with poetry, you know, you can catch me everywhere. But my shows, oh, man, I can't wait till you guys just witness the shows. But you can get that also on ivybag.com.
So are you coming out to Cali?
Yeah, definitely got to come out to Cali.
You'll have to let us know.
Yeah, I'll make sure you know, you know.
Yes, please let us know.
You know, we like to come out wherever you are, and we'll cover the show and interview you live during the show.
As long as you guys can introduce me. Wow, we just ran into world famous Freddie P. Freddie P. famous up to California.
Yeah, what up?
Freddie P. Yeah, so I mean, we got a whole bunch of stars in the building. Everybody's out here tonight. It's a hot day in New York City, and I'm gonna go enjoy myself. But man, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on here.
Thank you on the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, DH.
All right, man. I'll be hollering at you.
I'll holler at you, man.
All right.
Good night.
All right, Butter Peak and Regan.
All right.
You have a good night.
All right, I got a new nickname.
Yeah, Butter Pecan Rican.
Butter Pecan Rican, DH.
Yeah.
Not DH, yeah.
Hey, it's all good.
You know, I'm going to go download that song. That's ALBE, back, BACK.com. If anyone wants to go and download that album, HI. It's for free. For free.
For free?
For free.
You can't get no better price than for free.
The entire album, guys, for free. Come on now. That he got you. If you like his music, then you're going to start buying his shit. LBCheck.com. Or you know what? You can go to the featured guest page, click on his photo, and it'll take you to his website and download his music there. And then I know you're waiting for those songs with KRS-One and MC Light.
Of course.
Of course.
The first place I'm going.
Of course. That's cool. Wow. So now we know what Mira Mira means.
Yes.
I didn't realize
it's Mira Mira means. And now I know also what the whole Kanye West singing means.
Yeah. That was funny. That's funny.
Yeah, he did sing on the whole album, but hey, I guess he went platinum, so somebody liked it.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't offering anything for free. Shit.
Nah. Well, not a lot of people offering things for free.
Not an entire album. Maybe a little, you know, snippet here, but not the entire album. That's cool, man. I'll give you props, Albie, for that one. Yeah, that was a smart move.
Yeah.
He called it right there. He's like, I got to give something for free for the first time. And it was like, dude, like he called it. Because nobody, I don't think anybody's ever done that. I don't know anybody that's done
that. Well, there's a few people who have given away their albums for free, whatnot.
But do they work with, you know, with people like the ones that he's working with? That's pretty interesting, man. You know,
yeah.
I was like, wow.
Hey,
he's kind of turn away for it being after midnight there. Shoot, it's only 9:40 here, and I'm ready to knock down and go to bed.
Ah, it's 12:40. That's when things just start to get good.
Yeah. Man, well, I've had a very long day, but, you know, I've had incredible Los Angeles. Incredible day. Met the two most incredible people that motto, ABC. Have you heard that motto, ABC? Always
no.
Be closing.
Always be what?
Closing deals.
Oh, yeah.
So that was just an incredible day today. My mind, I was just blown away with all the shit that was said today and, you know, information.
Dick Hugger, I have another announcement to make.
Okay, announce yourself.
Smooth Drama, you're hearing it first on Smooth Drama. I, Dick Hugger, have always been a huge Godzilla fan. Probably the number one Godzilla fan in the United States. I don't think there's anybody more into Godzilla than me. Well, at Comic-Con, I found some stuff, and I am dedicating the rest of this summer to making Dick Hugger's Godzilla movie.
Dick Hugger's Godzilla movie.
I'm making a Godzilla movie.
From the stuff that you got at Comic-Con?
From the stuff that I got. I got some stuff. I'm doing this. It's going to be Godzilla. It's going to be fly. And what I want to do is, for the listeners out there, I'm offering you a chance to be in the movie.
Woo-hoo.
Have your name in the movie.
Send all that info to dick@smoothdrama.com.
Yes, for all the people listening, hear me now. You want a chance? I'm going to put you in the Dick Hugger Godzilla Smooth Drama movie.
10 minutes of fame right there in the Dick Hugger's Godzilla movie.
Right.
Send all
That's
your
gonna
draws
be the name.
dick@smoothdrama.com. Don't send them here. Just send them. Don't send them to the studio. Or you can send them to P.O. Box 712-481, Santee 92072. That's in California. We'll make sure Dick gets photos, resumes, you know, your script, your drops. They'll all go to Dick. He can review it all. And if he chooses to put you in the movie, he will contact you. Make sure you put your contact info in there now. Don't just be sending that shit blindly, because, you know, some people do. So send it all to Dick. But I want nothing to do with that one. I might make a cameo.
Hey, all right. Yes, when you see what I plan on doing, you're going to want to make a cameo.
I'll make a cameo.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about the Godzilla thing.
Yeah, we're gonna let Godzilla eat you.
I'm no comment on that one.
Okay.
I could go so many different ways with that. But on that note, we're gonna take a little station identification break, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. And you know, we'll talk more about this whole
You're listening to Smooth Drama.
That was Trey Smooth with our little drop there. So that was our station identification. Now, you know, we still have these wearable shoe trees that we're trying to get rid of. So if you text the word Smooth Drama to 41411 from your mobile device, I'll give you the whole damn lot of them, the whole box, just to get them out of this studio.
Well, hold on now. Don't forget the people that have already texted in. We supposed to drop some off to them, too.
No one has texted in.
Well, we got a couple texts.
That was my road dog. What, she's not qualified to win.
I could have sworn we had a couple. So if you're out there listening and you're one of the texters,
Text us now. Smooth Drama to 41411. And shoot, I've got enough for everybody. I'll, you know, you can win a couple pair, and they're what, you know, retail value at $19.99 for three pair. So text us, Smooth Drama to 41411. We'll even take a damn email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. All you have to put on there is, I want to win. That's all you got to do. Or win. Just because they're sitting here in the studio collecting dust. But I heard it on, you know, through someone that they work. They really work. So.
No, they work because they propped up a few of my shoes.
Oh, really?
Yes, the pairs I have, they keep your shoes fresh. They
fresh.
Make sure your shoes do not get saggy.
You don't like saggy shoes.
No, nobody wants saggy shoes.
Nope. The sag is not good.
Yeah,
sagging.
Oh, speaking of sagging, you know how I'm down on the saggers. You know, the saggers nowadays ain't the, I hate to say it, the saggers of back in the day. You know how, you know, we sagged a little bit, but we didn't have the whole draw showing where you know, it's like.
Well, your pants are down to your knees.
Right, and you got to walk sideways. You know,
with your legs wide open. Just
hold your pants up. You know,
yeah.
And you know, we see a lot of that nowadays. Now, also,
mm-hmm.
It's the people, like, I'm in Vegas right now, and I'm looking at the guy trying to hold on to the fashion. Mind you, it was like 110 degrees earlier, but they still holding on to the fashion with the hoodie stuff and all that, and I'm like, dude, you're about to burst into flames out here.
Maybe they're used to it. Maybe they're used to the hot weather.
I'm just saying to hold on to the style. I mean, does the style mean that much? Really?
I guess so. I don't know, but damn. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, when I see kids like that or people that are wearing their pants down to the knee, I want to go up and pull up their pants and give them a wedgie. You know, don't you get that? You know, it's like, pull up your pants, dude. You know, you're walking funny. You got to walk with your legs all spread out just to hold up your pants. You know, if you start running, you're up shit creek.
Exactly. Those are the dudes that couldn't roll with us because if we did, you know, back in the day when I was a little more foolish, we would practice. Yeah, we would play practical jokes and we would have to run. And so a guy like that, that sagging is a liability to the crew. Because, you know, you can't run and pull up your pants at the same time.
Yeah,
so more than likely, you're the one to get caught. You're the weakest link. We couldn't have no dudes like you that in our crew.
No.
When you're talking about a guy that he can't run, he got to keep his pants open. Nah, man.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Social commentary.
They're the weakest link.
Wear a belt, please.
Wear your pants normal.
Right.
About wearing the belt.
Well,
wear your pants normally. Wear them where they're supposed to be. And what about those? Okay, if we're going to talk about fashion. What about guys that wear their pants too tight?
Yeah, now the tight pants, that's on a whole nother level. I mean,
that's
what
a whole nother level.
Yeah, that's not healthy. I mean, scientifically speaking, for those of you who wear their pants tight because, you know, you want to show off your 3 inches to the girl or you put some socks on or whatnot, it constricts your testicles, and it reduces your sperm count. So, tight pants, although it may be sexually riveting to some female, you're actually doing the exact opposite.
Well, maybe they are trying to reduce their sperm count.
I'm, I guess so. Maybe one of these days we may have to ask someone who wears their pants kind of tight. Hey,
do you know anybody
what?
Their pants tight?
Yeah. I've known a few cats that
do you
that,
still
that
know
wear
them?
Their pants tight.
Do you still
yeah.
know them?
Yeah, I still know them.
Do you tell them that that's a,
hazard? No, see, you can't. There's two kinds of tight pants, people. There's the old school tight pants guy who thinks 20 years later that shit is still in. And then there's the new age dudes now who are like bikers and dancers and skateboarders. They wear tight pants too.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Right.
With
but see,
skinny,
there's
skinny,
two,
skinny legs.
There's two, yeah, they're two different categories, though. Because they're young enough where they can get over the low sperm count. Where the older guys, you know, it's not going to work out. It's not going to end up well for you.
Right.
And plus, it's just not a good look. I see you coming and I'm like, ah, I want to shoot every guy in tight pants.
Now, the ones that you do know, you know, you are acquainted with, do you tell them that it's a hazard to their health?
I don't know how you approach another grown man and say, hey, man, you know, your tight pants is hazardous to your health.
No, just say do.
And then no, but you understand where I'm coming from? That does not come off well.
Maybe a woman should do it?
No. Well, yeah. And maybe if a woman did it, they may reconsider. And like, oh, well, I guess I can get one size bigger.
Sometimes that's two sizes bigger, man.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, a little room, a little air. Air some things out. That's all.
Air some things
out. Air some things out. You know,
it's
not a bad idea. To air things out.
Air things out. Yeah,
well,
that's not a
bad idea. I mean, you know, for the people out there, Smooth Drama, we try to be educational.
Yeah, we're educating you on tight pants. Don't do it.
But before we was talking about the baggy pants, and now we're going, you know, we're doing the yin and the yang.
Right.
Tight pants, baggy
pants. Versus pants.
Yes. Tight pants, you know, you can constrict yourself. You might sneeze and choke yourself out. Do you want to do that?
Choke yourself out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I used to always think of Montel Williams. I always thought that if he sneezed on the show, he might die.
Really? He wears tight pants?
He wore tight everything. Tight shirt, tight pants.
Well, he was trying to show off his body.
Okay, I got you. You want people to know that, you know, you worked out a little bit. I'm cool with that. But at the same time, we don't need to see it all. You know, leave a little suspense. You know, it's sort of like, you know, like women. You know, there's some women, they reveal a little too much. And don't get me wrong, I love a naked woman. I can look at naked women day after day after day after day. But at the same time, you know, half naked or, you know, leave a little something to be suspenseful about. You don't have to show everything.
Oh.
You know, that's all. Social commentary.
Yeah, that's Dick Hugger's take on women's fashion, women's looks, women's, you don't have to show everything.
You don't have to show everything. I mean, it's like the young girls, the teenage girls that they sag too, and you can see their
phone.
That is unappealing. It's distasteful.
It's unappealing, you know what, to grown men, but to kids their own age, to, you know, teenagers, their own age?
No, no, look. I mean, it's like this. Even a grown woman who's got the thong and you can see the thong and you see some of the ass crack or whatnot, you know, hey, that, you know, it's not a lot of men that can turn their eyes away from a nice ass. But at the same time, it's like, you know, does that have to be on public display for
That's
everybody?
Tacky. It's tacky.
Right.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
If you look at it just because, you know, it's there, but it's tacky.
Right.
I get you.
Exactly.
I get
you. You feeling me?
I understand. I feel you.
Saying that out to the people. Are y'all feeling me? Y'all feeling where I'm coming from? That's all.
Coming from Vegas.
Hey, you know, I'm balancing. See, once again, I'm going back to the yin and the yang. Last week, I got my alpha nerd on.
Uh-oh.
This week, I'm getting my sinning on.
You are?
And I am also sinning. I'm in Sin City. I got to sin.
Oh.
And then it's only right.
It's only...
Isn't that what people go to Vegas for?
I don't know. I haven't been to Vegas. Shit, I don't have to go to Vegas to do that, but...
I know, but I'm just saying.
It just makes it more better if I do go to Vegas.
Right. Yeah, you come to Vegas to get your anonymous sinning because, you know, they say the things that you do here you can't talk about. Right, exactly. So I'm going to leave all my sins right here.
Oh.
Yeah, when I'm rolling back to San Diego, I'm just going to throw all my sins out the window.
Out the window.
Out the window. I'm just throwing them out the window.
Now, are you driving back?
Huh?
Are you driving
back?
Yes,
I'm driving back.
In your new car?
I'm driving back in my car. Yes, ma'am.
Your new car. Very good. Very good. Well, you'll have to... I was on the 15 today. Woo! Goodness gracious. I guess
yeah.
Long
it,
day.
It's not a bad drive.
Well, it's not a bad drive if you have someone there to talk to. It's a bad drive if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And you're driving like a bat out of hell, worried that you're not going to make it back in time to do a show.
Yeah, but have I know people, that's one thing, also some sayings, like driving like a bat out of hell or hotter than the devil's draw. I mean... I don't know any bats that came from hell.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, I know you say you're like a bat out of hell, but do bats
like a bat out of
drive.
Hell, you know, leave hell.
Do
one
bats
leave.
Drive?
Get there. What?
Do bats drive? Really?
Shit. Today I did.
Okay, Batgirl.
Everybody, what did you call me?
Batgirl.
But I don't like to drive, and I'm not the best driver in the world.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't know, Butter is blind as hell. So if Butter is on the road, y'all might want to fly home.
If Butter's on the road, get off of it.
Right, because it's like the drunk driver's out.
Whatever. It is not that bad.
Anyway, I know that, Thursday, we got Black Betty?
I have to confirm that, but for right now, I want to say yes. She is a burlesque. She does burlesque. In New York. A lot of our guests come from New York. So y'all have to tune in for that one. This is going to be interesting because Betty Boop style, I want to call her. She rhymes with Betty Boop. But we are running out of time. I've got to do the closing of the show. So until Thursday. You are listening to WesterCon and
Dick Hugger
on Smooth Drama. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on Thursday.
So, you got smooth drama.